Should we ban ChatGPT or AI, or should we embrace it? If we embrace it, what does it look like? An article by The Times stated that the majority of the teachers are not happy with ChatGPT because they see it as a cheating tool or a tool for kids to plagiarize. Today, we will face the giant with an emerging expert named Miss Savannah. She has her story to share with us about how she uses this tool in the classroom. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. Today, we will not run from ChatGPT. We are going to figure out how to use it. Welcome to the show, Miss Savannah, Miss Emerging Expert in the world of ChatGPT. How are you today?
Hey, thank you. I'm doing well.
So, how did you start with ChatGPT and AI?
Sure. So really, it was introduced to me by students, and I found out they were using it for exactly what you said, plagiarism and, not writing their own ideas. And so I found a tool that actually works against that. You could submit work and see if it was AI generated. And yes, and then I decided to play around with it myself, thinking this actually might be useful. And so that's how I got into using ChatGPT and AI.
Okay, that's very interesting. So let's back up. When you first heard about this, what was your first thoughts? Because I remember when it was introduced to me, I was in class at the UGA and it was just introduced to me and I literally panicked. So what was your first thoughts?
Same. I was like, whoa. First of all, I thought it was cool. It's the future. It's innovative. And we've come so far in such a short time frame, this society. It's crazy how fast we develop now. So I was very impressed by the technology. And then I was like, oh crap, how do I teach kids to write, when they can just go, and how do I get them to learn and do their own work when they can just go and have a machine do it for them? So yeah, I was impressed, and then I panicked.
Yes, and I think that's everybody's question. How am I going to get the student to do this when they can literally put it in this computer and it spits out everything that they need, right? And so that is the hump that we're trying to get over in education. And I've seen a lot of teachers embrace this technology and use it. And so that's why I keep having these conversations on this podcast because we can't run from it. It's here to stay. Now, what do we do with it? How are you using it in the classroom?
Sure. Well, me personally, I use it as a supplemental tool to help develop my content, to help me brainstorm, or to develop my ideas further. It's helped me be a better and more efficient teacher. It can help me create my lesson plans, my notes. Of course, you have to filter the information. You always want to go through it and make sure it's exactly what you want, and those things. I also help it. It helps me differentiate my lessons, because I struggle sometimes, especially I'm coming from industry, and this is only my second year teaching. So I'm not as familiar with a lot of those things that teachers go to learn in school, and so it helps me make sure that everyone has their learning style covered. Does that make sense? But as far as in the classroom with the students, I allow them to use it for brainstorming. Okay. And when they write their own, whatever it is, for a project or an essay or whatever, I allow them to use it to edit or to further their thoughts. Okay. But I tell them, and they know I'm very strict about this, you shouldn't ever copy and paste.
That's right.
Okay, you always want to use it as a learning tool. You want your own thoughts. You want to be genuine. And they also know that I use those tools to check and make sure that it's human generated content. And so the students also can use it. I really like for research. Instead of looking through all these different websites, and it can point them in the direction of the correct websites, but it also has access to those databases and it can help them find the research directly. So it kind of cuts down on time for research and projects.
And I like that you said a few things here. ChatGPT is not perfect,
No,
right?
it's not.
It can spit out a lot of different things,
Yes.
but you have to own it, make it your story,
Yes.
and craft it to fit the assignment,
Yes.
right? And so, and then I love that you also said, and it's something I haven't even thought about, and I've probably done three episodes now about ChatGPT. New teachers coming in this industry without that education background, schooling, they are using this as a tool to help them to get acclimated to this side of the world, right?
Yes.
And I think that is good. That is a good tool for teachers to embrace. Do you have like any kind of like an example of something that you've done maybe that it helped you as an educator?
Oh, several. Several. It will generate a rubric for me.
Oh,
And
rubrics.
also what I find really helps students when it comes to projects, is having an example to go by. So I'll develop a project and the instructions and all of that. And then I ask ChatGPT, can you create an example so that my students have something to go by?
I love that.
And so that has been a, because normally I would spend hours putting together the example. And especially when I don't have that, I know a lot of teachers would use past students' work and whatever, but when it's something new, and that's another thing. It helps update your resources because a lot of things we're recycling. And no offense, but we have to stop doing that. You know, we have to keep up with the times. That's why we're losing the interest and the engagement of of this generation. And so, and I'm honest with my kids because I have messed up. I created a multiple choice study guide or whatever. And I didn't read through all of the questions, and some of them were like ridiculous, and the answer choices were ridiculous. And I'm like, why would this do this to me? And I told him, I said, look, guys, I used AI, and y'all know I'm experimenting and whatever. And they're like, oh, but you, so they know that it's okay, but you have to. And I told him, see, you have to read it, you have to know. And so yes,
I love it.
yeah.
So you've been using it now for what? Probably
Just this school year,
the
so
school year.
probably about since September.
Oh, okay. So you're a newbie and
September,
have already mastered it.
yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't say master, but yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Yes.
All right. So when you think about, I literally just went to a like kind of like a conference or a panel, and someone had mentioned ChatGPT and using it. Then you had the other side that was like, don't use that. So we are still divided.
Yes.
And I can't, I don't, I'm trying to think when have we been divided before with a new tool that has come out, and did we ever find like a happy place for everyone?
Probably just the internet
The internet,
and
exactly.
computers.
I
Yeah.
can, yes. I remember whenever that came out. I hope I'm not dating myself, but it was the coolest thing to be able to get on the computer and just research anything, right? My family, my household, we had encyclopedias. My parents just purchased those. Those were things that we had to have in our house. And I actually read those things. Who reads an encyclopedia? But that was something that we did. But when the internet came out, and I could just, it wasn't called Google back then. I don't know what it was. I think something with, I remember getting a Hotmail account. And so it's something with Microsoft or something, and just looking up things. So I would say that probably during that time, that was a time when teachers probably didn't understand that tech. and was probably like, what are we doing? And
probably not gonna be a big deal. You still need books.
Yeah, you need books.
Right.
Yeah. And probably a lot of pushback. I was probably too young, I guess, at that time to understand, to see that part. And I was a student myself, but this is where we are now. So when you think about teachers that are on the, we need to ban this side, what advice or how can you help them to open up their thinking around that?
Sure. Well, one, you have to accept it. Mm-hmm. There's no denying this is the future. And the best advice I could give is just try it.
Try it.
And don't freak out. I'm also old school. I give a lot of paper assignments. Mm-hmm. I'm very blessed, and I ask parents for copy paper, mm-hmm. and I use that little bit of money that we get mm-hmm. for ink.
Yes,
and that keeps them from, you know what I mean. And if they're typing up the question in ChatGPT, they still are typing it, and they're reading and they're writing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, find a way to combine the new age mm-hmm. and the old school.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
Yeah, that's,
I like that.
That's really what I have done. And mm-hmm. it seems to be working. And the kids appreciate it mm-hmm. because you're embracing something new and something that they understand, but also you're teaching them how to learn with that new tool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my brother, he works in the industry, and my sister, and I've talked to a lot of people in corporate, mm-hmm. and they're using it as well.
Yeah.
It has really been a game changer in industry,
because
it takes away, you know, some tasks that seem redundant, right? And so they're using it to kind of, like you said here, work faster, work smarter.
Yeah.
And so this, if we teach them this skill, that's going to transfer to whatever job they're going
yes,
to
exactly.
next. So definitely we just need more teachers to just embrace it. I would say, like how you played around with it, don't start day one, come in the class, working with your students and not really having navigated that tool,
yes,
right?
Correct.
Take some time, learn. There's probably a ton of resources or things that you can find online that can help you with that, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
A database. And I'm going to actually try to find some things to put in the show notes that can help with that as well. What's next for you in this area of AI and ChatGPT and all of that good stuff?
Sure. I love project-based learning. And so I plan to help develop ideas on project-based learning mm-hmm. Using AI. It also can help you track student support, support student progress and engagement more effectively. Mm-hmm. There's AI out there. You can upload student work and it helps you grade it. Helps to, it'll tell you, okay, they lack basic skills and this part of literacy or whatever. Yeah, so ChatGPT is not the only AI out there. There's specific AI built for teachers. One that I like to use is called Magic School Tools.
Magic School Tools, okay.
Magic School Tools.
I can get that off and put that link in the show notes.
Sure
okay,
can.
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have, and they've developed since I joined, since its inception, and it has grown
really
since then. It has modified and it's taken a lot of feedback from teachers mm-hmm. and adjusted. It has all kinds of really cool tools to use. So again, ChatGPT is not the only thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you having this conversation with me. As we weigh our pros and cons with ChatGPT, it's here, guys. It's here to stay. And I would like to thank Ms. Savannah on sharing a piece of her world with us today. I have some additional links in the show notes and articles that talk about trends when it comes to AI. And I would, you know, she said it best, do your research, right? And I'm going to say, face that giant. Okay, and let's keep thriving. This podcast is brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. We'll be back next week. Thank you.